This is Ben Jensen here from KFRM 550 AM, and I'm currently at the Commodity Classic, stopping by Mosaic, talking to Kurt Wolfolk, who is the Senior Manager of Crop Nutrition Technologies at Mosaic. So, Kurt, can you talk about what the Corn Sprint Kit is, and how can growers, if they want to learn more about the Corn Sprint Kit, how would you explain that to somebody who is interested in some kind of technologies through Mosaic and anything else at Mosaic?
You bet, Ben. Thanks for the opportunity. You know, the Mosaic Company, we're most well known for our phosphate and our potassium production, even more specifically our microessentials products. So as we think across the state of Kansas, whether we're in winter wheat growing regions or corn bean producing regions, grain sorghum, there's a lot of diversity across the state. Our microessentials phosphate with two forms of sulfur and 1% zinc is a very common product that many growers associate us with. We've also got K-Mag and Aspire. So again, most people know us for our dry granular fertilizer, but here today what we're sharing at Commodity Classic is just what you hit on. It's biologicals, and it's really taking the time to think about a very rapid uptake period that a corn plant has from about V6 up to tassel or R1. So again, we often think about vegetative growth stages and then flipping over to more of those reproductive stages that put kernels on the cob. So there's a very, very, there's a window in there with high water, high nutrient uptake. What can we do with our cropping systems? What can we do with our balanced crop nutrition approach on our farm, regardless of what crops that we're growing, to think about, here's the investment in fertilizer that I've made, or here's the nutrients that are already in the soil that I've paid for in years previous. How can I use biology? How can I basically give an energy drink, so to speak, a boost to that system in the soil so that I maximize my recovery of nutrients into that corn crop? So we've got a nice little box with a hat, a tape measure, a little band to track the growth stages. It's really a kit called the Corn Sprint Kit that just helps growers go out and be thinking about this rapid nutrient uptake period or this sprint that the corn crop makes.
Mm-hmm. And so during that rapid growth period, what can producers do to ensure that the corn's getting necessary nutrients? And any other advice on that?
Yeah, we often reflect back on the four R's, right? The right source, the right rate, the right time, and the right place, and really dive deeper into what the four R's mean. So, you know, selecting a source similar to what I referenced earlier on the microessentials that has elemental sulfur in it. So not only do you apply sulfate sulfur, but you've also got the elemental sulfur for season-long sulfur feed. Looking at the source that you're using, looking at the way you're placing that, have I broadcasted in the past, versus is there any opportunity for a potential top dress with my urea or with my ammonium sulfate? Just really reviewing, even though some of these are basics and fundamentals, really stopping and thinking about when can I apply at different stages of growth to maximize this rapid uptake curve, and then introducing the biological piece into that to really capitalize on the fundamentals of fertility.
All right. Well, thank you, Kurt. And again, everybody, for our listeners, that's Kurt Wolfolk. He's the Senior Manager of Crop Nutrition Technologies at Mosaic, giving some information on what producers need to know about that period of corn growth that is a rapid increase and different ways to utilize nutrients to ensure that corn are staying healthy during that period. Well, thank you, Kurt, for everything here. And this will be my final interview at Commodity Classic. Thank you so much, Kurt, for joining me.
Thank you very much, Ben. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.